Hi there, it is week 22 of 52 weeks of inspirational messages. I realized something yesterday, and throughout our life, we go through our lives and we always have these epiphanies about things. And one of the things that I realized is I'm either all in or I'm all over the place, and there's no in between. So let me explain. My daughter-in-law showed me these stuffies called jelly cats, and I have a thing. I know it's gonna sound silly, but when I go into a store and I see a teddy bear, or I pick up a teddy bear, especially if I pick it up, because I don't know if it comes from other people picking it up or where it comes from, but the energy that I feel when I connect to the bear, I'm like, oh my God, let me save you. It's horrible, but it's true. Anyway, I fell in love with these jelly cats, and I was like, oh, I want this one and this one and this one and this one. And over a period of, you know, 4 or 5 months, probably 4 months, it was just crazy how many of these jelly cats I had. And my room started to get so cluttered and so much stuff. And you watch TikToks of them, and I see other people's collections, and I think, what am I doing? Let me tell you something. When I do something, I go all in. And going all in sounds inspiring. Like, wow, you're so committed, Carmela. You're so passionate. And absolutely, that is true. I am. But I don't need 100 jelly cats. What I really needed was probably a nap or a salad or therapy. A friend, call a friend, someone to talk to you, like, why are you feeling sad today? Why are you buying a cart full of cuddly chaos when you just need someone to talk to instead? I come from a family of addicts. My father was an alcoholic, and my mom had addictive personalities as well. And so I'm not shaming anyone, including myself, for having this thing, but you need to be aware of it. And I think we become very ungrounded when this happens. I think I've started to realize, and I can sense when this is happening. When I get overwhelmed and I feel emotionally maxed out, I don't ease into things. I dive into them head first. And that could be work, that could be emotions, that could be stuffed animals, whatever it is. And in some instances, it works for me. Like my husband said, if my wife wants to learn to play the piano, you know, she will not just go and buy like a little piano book and a, you know, $100 piano, like a you know, tabletop one. She'll go buy a grand piano and she'll camp out in front of Paul McCartney's house and beg him every day to teach her piano. And I would, because to me, all those levels and those steps in between are just pointless to me. If I'm passionate about something and I love it, I dive into it. And I think in that instance, in many ways, like learning about how to become a medium and with my horses, like all those things, it's been amazing. But in some instances, it's not amazing. And here's the thing, awareness gives us power. So when you begin to recognize patterns in your life, that's when you can pause and say, oh, this isn't my intuition. This is impulse. And then you can make a different choice. You take a breath, you slow down. You can still go all in. Like, listen, I could have still gone all in with the jelly cats, but over a period of time. And asking myself, why? And where do I need these for? And you can take a breath and, you know, check in with yourself and ask yourself, do I feel like this next week? Do I still feel passionate about this 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now? Or am I chasing something because I'm not aligned? I'm filling a gap that needs my attention and not my money and not my energy or my time, but my attention. You don't have to do everything big to be doing it right. And that's something I had to learn the hard way. Sometimes the bravest things that I can do is to be still, to wait, to choose, and just not to react. You're not too much. Anyone listening to this, if you have this trait, it's a wonderful ability to have. But we just have to learn how to channel that and take deep breaths and learn one day at a time and one jelly cat at a time. Have a great day, and I look forward to connecting with you soon.